Korea. I mean, it's interesting. It seems like in every age, every spiritual tradition, or many traditions in general, something being established, an ideology or philosophy, or whatever, that it turns into religion, meaning that a form, a format, a social group, an institution, you know, all these things, different variations. Then rather than being an internal thing, a way for the practitioners, as we call us, to experience life richer, deeper, and so on, happier, and eventually go back home. It becomes more of a faith, of belonging to a certain group, of being member of the right religion, and then social interactions, connection with, you know, like we often find, okay, once a week we go to the church or temple or something and do our service, which is of course nice, but if it is only that, and gradually, I mean, we saw it happen in Christianity, gradually the teachings, you could say the transcendental, the what they call now the mystical path, you know, the going inwards and upwards in consciousness and all that, getting closer to God and heaven, which is not about traveling physically. So then that is kind of lost. The teachings are just somewhere there in the background, if they still exist. Because then some, you know, think that, oh, these teachings, they are even against our beliefs or whatever, you know, they're too individualistic, so we need to train our people here, you know, when you're sitting there on top of a state religion, to just follow us, their leaders, and by serving us, they're serving God because we are the representatives of God. That kind of situation there. And then, that's the interesting thing, when people then start to, some people then, you know, these independent thinking ones, always uncomfortable elements in society, when they come and they say, hey, it's about this, you know, it's about that, and look at these teachings and those verses here and those old scriptures and that teacher there, the acharya or whoever said that, then if that goes against the status quo, the currently established truths and standards and leadership, or even if it sounds different and strange and we never heard anyone speak like this, you're not supposed to speak differently, and there must be something wrong with you, and the leaders up there say, yes, because they see these people as a threat. They're bringing, you know, coming here with a strange other interpretation that we don't have. And if people follow them instead, then everything will be destroyed, because all that we have built up will be questioned and maybe torn down and rejected, and the books we have written would be questioned and maybe even considered false, and you know, that kind of thing. And I mean, what I'm saying here is, it's just a little nutshell religious history, I would say. And the thing is that it seems to be so, I mean, there are books written about it, groupthink, it's more a psychology thing, but it's also that what you're trying to do, what we are trying to do, is to elevate ourselves from material attachments, from, you know, desires for fame, profit and distinction, and you know, all these things. And when we do, and we're pushing each other, maybe also socially in groups like that, that often happens, you have to be renounced, just give up, you know, it's all about spiritual and up there, and yeah, I have to try, and then it doesn't really work, and you got a secret life there of sense enjoyment, and then you have to act out even more strict, and that's this what we call the spiritual path. It's like it's a big thing. It's a tough thing. It's deep changes in the heart and mind and so of people, of us practitioners. But of course, if you do it just the external, you know, the dress and the right group and the right religion and the right books in your bookshelf and so on, then that inner process may be not so developed and not so much emphasis on it, which means that you won't get rid of your material desires. They're still in there, because the real process is about getting rid of them. And that's why this is powerful and dramatic, this spiritual path, because ultimately you're giving up the entire material world. I mean, just think about it. What to speak of desire for money or power or food or sex or this or that, you know, that people are generally driven by. So, I find it interesting to kind of sometimes just look at the world and history, but also learn from it, because I see the same principle, let's be honest about it, in the group that I stepped into and became member of one day in 1978.